Roxy sits with her father on the balcony, looking out at the ocean. It's nice to think that whatever happens, the sea will always be here.
Well, Dad, says Roxy, you fucked that one up, didn't you?
Bernie looks at his hands, palms and back. Roxy remembers when those hands were the most terrifying thing in the world to her.
Yeah, he says. Suppose so.
Roxy says with a smile in her voice.
Learned your lesson, have you? You'll do it differently next time.
And they're both laughing. Bernie's head tipped back to the sky and all his nicotine-stained teeth and filling showing.
I should kill you, really, says Roxy.
Yeah, you should, really. Can't afford to be soft, girl.
That's what they keep telling me.
Maybe I've learned my lesson. Took me long enough.
At the horizon, there is a flash across the skyline. Pink and brown, although it is nearly midnight.
Bit of nice news, she says. I think I've met a bloke.
Yeah?
Early days, she says. With all this, it's a bit complicated. But yeah,
maybe.
I like him. He likes me.
She laughs her old throaty growl.
I got him out of a country full of mad women trying to kill him. And I own an underground bunker, so obviously he likes me.
Grandchildren?
Says Bernie, hopefully. Daryl and Terry are gone. Ricky's not going to be able to do anything in that department ever again.
Roxy shrugs.
Might do.
Someone's got to survive these things, haven't they?
A thought occurs to her. She smiles.
Bet if I had a daughter, she'd be strong as fuck.
They have another drink before they go down.